Good morning, brothers and sisters. Welcome to the Morning Motivation Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot, 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 hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Wassey Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, tackling life's everyday issues with biblical perspective, with a new topic, live prayer, and assigning you a daily task. Tune in live with me by calling 323-870-4180. Well, our topic for today is part two of Chasing Paper, Get and Keep Your Money Right in 2018. And our scripture comes from the book of Habakkuk, chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. While you are getting your Bibles ready, let me remind everyone that if you miss Morning Motivation Live, you can hear it posted anytime after 8 a.m. Eastern on my ministry website at feeldfire.com or by following me on Facebook at Rossi Williams. That's R-A-W-S-I. Williams. You can also learn more about me, contact me, and see everything else you need to know, as well as prior Morning Motivation podcast on the website at feeldfire.com. That's FEELDFIRE.com. Well, I am in the book of Habakkuk, chapter 2, verses 1 through 4, and I am reading from the KJV. I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower and will watch to see what he, meaning the Lord, will say unto me and what I shall answer when I am reproved. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come, it will not tarry. Behold, his soul, which is lifted up, is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. Praise the Lord for the reading of his word. Come on and just begin to say hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. What is our topic for today? Chasing paper, get and keep your money right in 2018. Now, during the last 2 weeks of this year, we are carrying out that instruction in Habakkuk 2, 1 through 4, by writing our vision, also known as a New Year's resolution for 2018, incorporating the five necessary areas of spiritual relationships, financial, professional, career, and then the last area being health and recreation. Today is part two of the financial area, and this is also part of our last 100 days, Remove All Clutter Challenge, wherein we are counting down the last 100 days of 2017 by removing all spiritual and natural clutter from our lives. Today is day 13. That means there are only 12 days left in 2017, so you got to get on board. If you missed any of the teachings on the other areas, the spiritual, and then the family, where I dealt with sex, lies, and videotapes, go to the Morning Motivation page on feeldfire.com, and you can hear it from your desktop, cell phone, etc. Now, let's talk about part two of Chasing Paper. On Friday, I gave you five or six progressive steps of getting you right or stable financially, just starting from the first question of, are you able to pay all of your bills every month, to taking you all the way to the last question of, are you at a point where you are able to mentor and give into the lives of others, for example, through charities, missions, donating your time or volunteering. And somewhere within there also dealt with whether or not you had begun on the process of creating generational wealth for your children. I mean, it's powerful. So you definitely need to hear part one to go to where I am today. Getting and keeping your money right. One of the things that we must remember is what financial experts say and what they taught me, which is that most catastrophes or most emergencies fall within the range of $500 to $1,000. And this is where most of us end up going into debt because we don't have that $1,000 liquid cash emergency fund. So the car breaks down, an appliance passes away in your family, and you need to buy a plane ticket at the last minute or a bus ticket, or you need to rent a car. And so what ends up happening is people borrow from others and they need to pay it back, or they borrow from the payday loan place and they just keep digging themselves down into a hole. Well, that's why we're teaching you, or I'm teaching you through the Lord's instruction, that that is not how you want to live your life. Financial strain, in addition to sexual problems, is also one of the major causes of divorce, psychologists say. So you really got to get your money right, whether you're single or whether you're married or you're planning to be married. So I told you Friday that today I'm going to teach you about your budget. A lot of you think you know about budgeting, and I thought I did as well. But let's see if you have these items in your budget. And we're going to divide this into three areas, right? You should be working this on the My Vision Statement that I gave you on my website. It's only 3 pages, but you need to download it or print it off or look at it and then just write it on your own paper or notebook so that you're filling this in, because next week we have to now put this into an actual one-sentence goal. So do you have these areas at the least? You have necessary or fixed expenses, then you have Section 2 under the financial discretionary expenses, and then you have Section 3, future planned expenses or future goals. So under your necessary, do you have these at a minimum? Shelter, food, water, electricity, phone. You may think that that's elementary, but I tell you, a lot of times people do not make out a budget for their groceries. See, I do. I know exactly how much I can spend on groceries every week because generally I buy, you know, the same things at the same store. So I know exactly how much everything costs. And that really helps me out because sometimes there are other things that I want. And by me having that budgeted, I can say, oh, well, I can buy that in this particular week. Now, I'm not saying to you that you need to get OCD, obsessive compulsive, or anal about it. But what I am saying is that your goal is to get and keep your money right. And if you go back and check your debit card or your credit card registry, you would be surprised on how much money you're spending out just on groceries or eating out every day that could really be applied towards something else, saving or building something for your kids. Now, this doesn't mean that you should not be able to enjoy life. Remember, we have a section called health and recreation, so that you can budget for that. And I'm going to talk about that, and we're going to stay within our 15 minutes. But my point is you have to put the numbers down. You should also have in your budget tithe. Oh, yeah. That's supposed to be a line item. Tithe is not discretionary. It is necessary. Now, listen at this. Petty cash. That $100 or $200 that you can just go to if you did go over your budget and spend it, but it still not take you outside of the budget in totality. What about the emergency fund, the $1,000 that you have to keep evergreen? So if you spend from it, you must replenish it. That means keeping it evergreen. Oh, listen to this. Savings. Yes, savings is not discretionary. Savings is a necessary item. Life insurance, health insurance, dental insurance in retirement, all of these must be in the fixed or necessary expenses. Because if you cannot take care of yourself, if you get sick and you can't take care of yourself, you have no money to go to the doctor, then you end up calling off work and you lose your job. You have no dental insurance. You die and you don't have life insurance. Now you put your kids in this big financial strain of having to bury you, or you don't have what's necessary. Now look at here. This is another thing I'm going to add. This is actually a document, but I want it under fixed expenses, a will. As an attorney, probate is one of my main practice areas. I can't tell you how many times I have had to deal with family, siblings, all of these people fighting in court, which was so preventable had the decedent or the person who passed away had executed a will and then had updated the will. Because sometimes you execute it and you appoint someone to be the executor or the personal representative, as we call them here in Florida, and then the person has passed away and you never updated your will. You need to have a will. And I will do a separate teaching on that sometime next year when I do my Get Your House in Order series. But I'm going to talk to you about wills, powers of attorney, all of this stuff. And I'm going to have some other speakers coming on as well. So you really got to get that ready. All right, let's go to discretionary expenses. Now that you've, and let me say this about savings. My mother's rule, which I love it, for savings or, you know, getting your money right in living, is the 10-20-70 rule. And my mother has done very well in life financially as a single parent. She owns multiple properties, etc. 10% goes to God, 20% you pay yourself, which is your savings, and then you learn to live out of the remaining 70%. Now, that's easier said than done because I have a shoe fetish. It took me years to get to this point, and every now and then I still mess up, so don't beat yourself over the head. But your goal in 2018, as you're mapping out your plan, is to get yourself to that 10-20-70 rule. I pay God his 10%. I pay myself my 20%. And then all of these other bills need to be able to fall within 70% of my income, because part of your savings is that you must accumulate at least 6 months' savings in the bank. If you're fired or laid off, it generally takes about 2 to 3 months to acquire another job and get another check, you know, and all of that, and even to get some benefits. Definitely want to get to that point. Our time is almost run, so let's go. Isn't this powerful teaching? Come on and praise the Lord. God cares about every area of your life. Every morning motivation is not going to be a shout and hoop and holler, but you ought to be shouting and hooping and hollering because I'm helping you get your money right. Section two is discretionary expenses. This will be for your personal shopping. This will be for giving to others and offering. Tithe is mandatory as 10%. Offering is mandatory as giving, but the amount is up to you. If you can't afford to give $100 or $200, don't give it. Give what you can afford. Giving to other ministries, missions, and charities such as United Way, Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, Girls and Boys Club, or Boys and Girls Club, you know, wherever it is. Maybe you're giving to the Humane Society, PETA, you know, wherever your call and purpose are, that's where you're giving to. And then section three, because we got to hurry it up, is your future plans and goals. What do you want to do next year that's a big ticket item? Do you want to buy a house, a car? Do you want to open a business? Well, you need to plan for that. But first, you had to complete the fixed expenses, because you can't allocate money for something else that you want to do that's not necessary without taking care of the necessities first. Is everybody with me on that? Then you got the discretionary. Because you're human, you want to live and enjoy life. So you have to build into the budget money for shopping or whatever you want to do. I mean, I have that built in, so I can go shopping. And one thing I left out, I'm sorry, of the fixed expenses that I want you to add, because this is also part of keeping your relationship hot, is I want you to add an area for children's allowance and for loving your spouse or, you know, your fiance. You got Father's Day, Mother's Day, birthday, Valentine's Day, Christmas. You want to be putting aside a certain amount every month to be able to do something big for your spouse or your girlfriend or boyfriend, you know, on their special days. Don't just make them an afterthought. If you know the man wants to go to a pro football or basketball game, then you build up and you save up for that. You give him something great. If you know that your wife wants this Christian Louboutin shoes or some Jimmy Choo's, or she wants some Tom Ford, whatever it is that she's wanting, you know, this is the time for you to be saving up for that kind of stuff right now, because this is important to her, okay? So put that in the budget, or even just to take the person out to, you know, to a special day. Don't make your family an afterthought. Now, our time is almost run. So let me just wrap up by giving you this final scripture. Then we're going to go into prayer then the altar call, and I'll assign you your task. Proverbs 6, 6 through 10. Go to the ant, thy sluggard, consider her ways and be wise, which having no guide, overseer, or ruler, provideth her meat in the summer and gathereth her food in the harvest. How long wilt thou sleep, O sluggard? When wilt thou arise out of thy sleep? Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. Wow. Now listen to this final verse of that, and then I have to go into prayer. Everybody ready? Listen to this. So will, so shall, mandatorily, thy poverty come as one that traveleth, and thy want as an armed man. My mother always says, nothing comes to a sleeper but a dream. If you want your money right, get out and do something. I've given you the steps. Father, we come in the name of Jesus. We praise you this morning. Father, we honor you this morning for this powerful word. We thank you, Lord, that in Deuteronomy 28:13, you said that you shall make us the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. Lord, in 3 John, chapter 1, verse 2, that you will above all things that we be in health and prosper even as our soul prospers. In Matthew 6 and 33, you tell us to seek first the kingdom of God and all of your righteousness, and then all of these things will be added unto us. Father, it is not your will that we be in poverty, that we be broke, that we be out begging and borrowing money from others, that we rob Peter to pay Paul. It is not your will that we be in bankruptcy. It is not your will that we live hand to mouth. It is not your will that we cannot establish generational wealth for our children. It is not your will that we don't have more than enough. You teach us, Father, in 1 Corinthians 2 and 9, that our eyes have not seen, our ears have not heard, neither has it entered into the hearts of men or women the things that God has prepared for those that love us. It is your will for us to be prosperous so that we not only establish legacy for ourselves, but so that we also pipeline the gospel and expand the kingdom of Christ. Father, help us to take this teaching to heart. Help us to go back to part one, to work through those questions, those progressive questions, which help us to determine if we are financially viable or if we are but money poor, if we are really insolvent, if we would go down the drain if just we lost our jobs today. Help us, Father, to get ourselves together, to get our houses in order, to get our money right, to set appropriate boundaries with lending, to set appropriate boundaries with borrowing, to put you first, to pay you, then to pay ourselves and our families, and then to set up our living and our life in such a way that we are able to pay you, pay ourselves, and then to live bountifully within our means. Help us, Father, not to compare ourselves against the Joneses. Help us not to have envious hearts or jealous hearts that drive us into places financially that we cannot afford to be because we are trying to masquerade ourselves as someone and something whom we are not. Help us to quit worrying about putting on a show for people and to begin instead to focus on building and establishing generational wealth and retaining that for our children and our children's children. It is within your name we pray. I come in agreement with everyone listening now that we receive this word and that we will no longer be in debt, but that we will do what is necessary, anything that's legally necessary, even if it's take on another job for a few months, even if it's cutting some expenses, whatever it is, to get and keep our money right. We will come together as a family and we will build our budgets. Hallelujah. So that we are leaders in everything we do. And the joy of the Lord surrounds us and exudes from us because we are not financially strained nor drained anymore. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Come on and praise the Lord as I go into the altar call. Just praise him. Say, I will get my money right. Say it again. I will get my money right. Just, and if you have a spouse, say to your spouse, baby, we will get our money right. Say it to your boyfriend or girlfriend or your fiance you're planning on getting married. Baby, we're going to get our money right. Hallelujah. If you are not saved or if you're backslidden, I invite you into the kingdom of the Lord. Please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name asking the forgiveness of my sin. I repent and ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated in the name of Jesus. Amen. Welcome to the family of our Lord. Make sure you're tuning in live with me at 6:30 or hearing the recording after 8 a.m. Eastern. You're going to church. You're going to Bible study. And for all of you who are already saved, make sure you're doing this and witnessing as well. Chasing paper. Get and keep your money right in 2018. Your task for today is to now fill in those three areas under financial, necessary and fixed expenses, discretionary and future goals. And you need to fill in how much all of that is costing you. Add it up. And then that's going to let you know if you can afford all of that. And if you can't, you and whoever else is in your life have to decide what you're going to do. Will you take on another job, which is fine. Okay, any legal means to get yourself where you want to go is fine, as long as it does not take the place of your time with the Lord or the time with the family. Okay, you're still going to have to make quality time with the family unless everyone comes into agreement to only do it for a certain amount of months, like 6 months or just, you know, next year to get your money right. All right, I love you. Share with everyone. Everything you need is on fieldthefire.com. Tomorrow, we're going to deal with your careers and professional. Make sure you don't miss this. You'll be able to hear my testimony. I'm an attorney and registered nurse today, but I promise you, this was not easy. All right? Love you.
I've been running ever since. It's been a long, long time
coming.
But I know
a change's
gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living. But I'm afraid to die. 'Cause I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long, long time
coming.
But I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. And then I go to my brother. And I say, brother, help me please. And then I went to my father. And I said, Father, I'm down, down on my knees. There have been times that I thought I couldn't last too long. But now I think I'm able to carry on. It's been a long. But I know change gon' come. Oh, yes, it will. I said, I know.
Let me tell you something. God has now given you the tools to not only establish but maintain financial wealth and legacy. What you do with this is up to you. I got mine. Go to PhilDFire.com. I'll see you in the morning.